morning. It is Saturday, November the 26th. And it's only a few minutes past midnight, actually. I'm getting this one done nice and early, so we've got a busy day tomorrow, or today, even Saturday. So we've got stuff to do, so I want to not have to worry about getting this done. So welcome to day 26 of Napod Pomo. On today's show, I did promise yesterday I was going to play you a specific track, or at least a track by a specific artist. So yesterday I played you a track by the Belgian producer, Boogie Belgique. And today I'm going to play you a track by a French producer and beatmaker by the name of Prolita. Now, the track I'm going to play you is taken from his debut EP, which was called Curses from Past Times. And I would imagine there are a number of people listening to this right now that are thinking, I know exactly which track you're going to play. Well, you're wrong. I did consider playing April Showers, which is the track that I first discovered of Prolita's. But I thought that was a bit too obvious, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a different one instead. I'll talk to you more about it afterwards, but sit back and enjoy this, because it's really quite a nice, funky song. This is Prolita with You Can Get It.
They say that age kills the fire inside of a man. That he hears death coming, he opens the door and says, come in, give me rest. That is a pack of lies. I got enough fight in me to devour the world. So, I fight. Thank you.
That was really funky, wasn't it? That was Perlita with his track You Can Get It, taken from his Curses from Past Times EP, which was released in 2011, incidentally. Now, the material that that track was kind of built off of was a song that was written originally by George and Ira Gershwin called Nice Work If You Can Get It. Now, the song was originally published in 1937, which would actually make the track 79 years old at the time of recording this. Now, if Perlita originally put this track together in 2011, that means that the song would have been 74 years old at the time. So there's a whole copyright law thing going on here, where after a certain period of time, copyright doesn't apply anymore, and then material or certain materials go into the public domain. Now, I don't know about the legality of this particular track, but that seems to be the kind of material that he goes for. So if you listen to some of his other tracks and source those back to the original samples that he uses in his tracks, they're all around the same era, so World War II times. But yeah, that was quite amazing, and actually featured a quote which is attributed to Anthony Quinn, but I don't know whether it was Anthony Quinn that actually said it, the spoken part in the middle about I've got it here somewhere. No, I closed it. Inviting the devil into your life and it being a pack of lies or something like that. Boring. Right, so yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. That was it's one of my favourite songs. It didn't actually make it onto one of my favourite compilation shows on the podcast, but we did play it back on episode, I'm now looking for it and can't find it, 296 of the podcast back in January 2014. But we've played a lot of Perlita songs over the last few years. And hopefully you can understand why. There is another podcast called CC Jam, which I've contributed to a couple of times. And I'm going to do a pair of them, one after the other, one of which is going to be showcasing a couple of Boogie Bell Jeep tracks. Another one is going to showcase a couple of Perlita tracks. So keep an eye out for that. And hopefully you'll have a bit more exposure to, quite frankly, two incredibly talented music producers. So that's it for another day. Thank you very much indeed for listening. If you want to get in contact, give me some feedback on what you've heard, or even suggest music or any topic of conversation for the last few days of this project, then drop me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org. Of course, you can go and listen to all the other shows I've done as part of this year's project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Thanks as ever to Jeff Oster for allowing us to use his track Next as the theme music for this project. So with that having been said, thank you very much indeed for joining me today. Have a good weekend. Or have a good day even. I'll catch you tomorrow.